Hi there, you listening. I know, yeah, it's been a minute since I last recorded the podcast. Well, you blame it on myself, I guess. I'm telling you. Hi there, this is Mecca, and this is the Kulani Podcast. Of course, I'm not alone. I have Tenny here today with me. Hi, Tenny.
Hi, long time.
Yeah, right, I know. Why haven't we recorded the podcast in a long while?
I don't even know. I guess
it's your fault,
don't know.
Right? Yeah, I know it's your fault. Fine.
Yes, I'll take the blame this time.
Wow, that's strange. I'm choosing to take the blame.
Yes.
Well, okay. So I feel like Tenny's choosing to take the blame because we have a super amazing guest with us today. Yeah, it's not just myself and Tenny. We have a super human recording with us. Hi, Chika.
Hi, Mecca.
Hello. How are you today?
Hi. I'm fine, thank you.
First off, thank you for doing this with us. It means a whole lot to myself and Tenny. Thank you for choosing to record this podcast with us. We are the Kulani Podcast. Oh. Thank you so much.
<You're welcome.
laughs> Okay, so before we continue, tell us a little about yourself.
Okay, so I'm a lifestyle blogger based in Abuja, Nigeria, that also does content creation at the side. That's basically my life.
Damn, bro.
You still on serious right now?
Well, yeah, kind of on serious, so it's okay.
This is not the time. Definitely not the time.
Before we go there, Teddy, what are we talking about today?
Well, today we're talking about something very important, but also, I don't know how to put it. I guess it's something we grew up with. And our topic for today is Nigerians and body shaming.
Okay.
Now, I am very sure almost like all of us here have been body shamed one way or the other for either being too skinny or too fat. And we have also unconsciously done it to some people before we became enlightened. You know, grew up.
True.
Yes. So, Chika, right. Tell us your own experience about body shaming.
Okay, so growing up, I've always been the fat child. Up till now, I've still the fat child. If I'm not lying. So, I always grew up to be taller than all my mates, bigger than all my mates. So, yeah. So I got this whole. I think you should try this diet. Oh, I think you should do this thing. Oh, Chika, you're adding too much weight. Oh, it's just like that. It just follows you since I was small. So I think I've really gotten used to it. Not used to it per se, but I know that wherever I go, someone will start telling me, yes, there's you have added weight. You've done this. You should try this. You should try that. Everybody's always trying to give you advice on something that you didn't have.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
well, Mecca.
The funny thing about this is, about 90% of Nigerians, either consciously or unconsciously, body shames one person. I mean, the average Nigerian does that.
Yes.
I would admit
I have.
Talking about myself, I grew up being body shamed. Right from when I was young, I would go to school. When I was in primary school, on my way to school, then you see the mechanics at the road, come to touch me. I'm like, this boy, I'm about to touch my body. And then I'll go to school or come back home crying. Then my mom would be like, why don't you reduce? You need it, this one, blah, blah. I mean, right from growing up to now, I still get it. So I think I kind of grew used to it. So now it's just, no matter what you say. And the effect of this on me is I don't want to lose weight again because I'm like, if I'm losing weight, I'm losing weight because people are saying that. I don't.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I get.
Exactly.
I think my own was, I was. When I was younger, I was the skinny child, and I had like the nickname Shagalanta. I don't even know who gave me the nickname, but that was my nickname because I was so skinny. Like if I see the clothes I had then, now I would be so ashamed. But I don't know now it is like I added now I it flunks straight. Like sometimes I'm fatter, sometimes I'm just normal, but I don't feel like I can never go back to like that skinny thing. I like to deceive myself and be like, oh, Tenny, you are thick now, you know, the new way to make yourself feel better. You'd be like, you're not fat now, you're thick, technically. So I don't know, my own weight used to fluctuate. And the way they just say it so casually, like, oh, you're fat now, oh. Like, do you know, as they're telling me this thing, like, my heart is breaking into pieces. Like, now I'm going to start looking for how to diet or buy one type of waist trainer or skip or do those 10-minute workouts in the house that they'll deceive you and tell you you lose weight in 1 week. I mean, it's just...
I know, right?
There was a time I was really dedicated to that shit. Like, I downloaded videos on YouTube and every morning, like this 10-minute workout or something on YouTube, and you see me walking out to my nightwear and my bra top and just trying to be in the Fit Fam gang. And I don't know.
You know, we talk about some of the effects of body shaming in Nigeria, especially.
Yeah.
One of the bad effects is depression. People don't know it. But then sometimes you unconsciously body shame some people and they are depressed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yes, they are depressed, like super depressed. Oh, Chika, what do you think?
See, honestly, I feel like this whole body shaming stuff, it comes down to us ourselves. You know how people say they body shame at a point in their time?
Yeah.
If you think about it, most people also body shame their own self. So how you look at you, I don't know how you look. You start from your own self. So when you see other people like that, you're like, how is this person confident? They should add weight or they should lose weight, because you already see yourself as that way. So you feel like you need to tell someone else that same information.
Yeah.
Just from us, it starts from how you tell yourself, oh, I'm fat, oh, I've done this, oh, should I look somehow?
But you do know, like, especially for like us when we were younger. Okay, I went to like a boarding house,
yeah.
And I feel like sometimes you do not really notice it until somebody points it out to you. Now, what happened when I was in secondary school? I was part of like the slow growers. Like, I mean, like I started growing like physically now very late. Like, my mates had started like seeing their period, yeah, and like growing boobs. I started late, like SS2, SS3. And so I was part of the late, and me, I didn't even care. But then one day somebody came, I was like, oh, Tenny, do you know you don't have cleavage? You have road. And me, wow. I never saw anything. Like, to me, it was like just normal. You get like, okay, fine, I had like small boobs, but fine. But then when the person said it, every time I wore like underwear or something, I would start looking down and be like, oh my god, it's true. My stuffs are too wide apart. It's just, I don't know. I started to feel very, very conscious of like, it was just when I was going to the market that I remember that somebody said I had grow that time. And I felt so somehow.
True.
Now I filled out, I have cleavage. Hallelujah. But then I felt so somehow, I would feel somehow like when I wanted to wear just my bra, like I was never the type to just wear just bra in the hostel. I would wear like bra and singlet so that somebody would be like, see a road or something. Even though in my mind, everybody started to see it. So sometimes when people point it out, you never like see it until somebody says it.
You
never,
I think
you have your stomach. But like, oh, see your stomach. You will go to the mirror and be like, oh shit, it's true. Oh my God, see my folds, see my... It just, I don't know, somebody just says it and then your eye will open and you begin to see like the things that people are not seeing in your body. See,
that actually, that's just true.
Yeah, that's just the way our mind works. In your mind, you can be feeling yourself and somebody be like, oh, see your nose is not equal. Like, what the hell? Like, I don't know. It's
I
like.
I remember this particular day, myself and Chika were having a conversation. She probably will not remember this. But then I asked her, Chika, how was your day? And I asked how she did going, because she was in the office at that time, we're still serving. And then she was like, not so good. I was like, why? She was like, this person said I'm adding weight, or she said,
I remember it was my office. I
was like, why then, why are you so bothered about it? And then she was explaining. See, I got to a point in my life where I got used to it. Till now though, it still has some effect on me. I never walk into a room where there are more than like three people without being very observant about the way they are looking at me or something. So I'm always so conscious about what people are looking, but I don't care really, but I observe what they want to say but they're actually, yeah. You know, this particular day I was coming from church, I think it was last week, and then I got into a napkin with these amazing girls, and in which I sat down, the next thing was, oh God, I felt so bad, like, it was so bad, because these girls were laughing at my weight, and my size, because, you know how napkin is now, three of us are different.
Yeah.
It was not comfortable for them, because I've just said that, I mean, the kind of person I am, I would not care. I'll probably try to say, oh, okay, I'll get down and get another, it's fine now. But they were laughing, I mean, it was so bad. It was really, really bad. I felt bad that day, but then it's all good. I've learned to grow.
It is what it is.
Yeah, that's life, man.
Yeah. I feel like we should also, like, learn, like, I feel like we should also learn to, like, grow our own, like, we should learn to praise ourselves, not like in a vain way or something, but like,
yeah,
just
my friend
confident. Like one time I just came out and I just finished combing my hair, and I came out from the bedroom and I called my brother and I'm like, Jesus Christ, can you see that fine girl? That girl is fine. Oh, can you see? You don't have to, like, hype you yourself once in a
yourself.
While,
yeah. Because, but,
okay, let me tell you guys this. And there was a time. Okay, you know, I was a late bloomer. My body is just funny. I was a late bloomer, then I became an over fast bloomer. Like, not just normal. Yeah, or to me, it's like too much. I don't know, but I sharp overgrew. And so I did not feel like, you know, the society now, you're supposed to have those type of, like, perky boobs and those flat tummy and those boobs that you can wear bra top and you don't need bras, you know? And so I started feeling somehow. Every time I, like, I don't know. Every time I, like, saw my, like, boobs, I'm always like, oh, it's so big. Can I just cut it off and put, like, small ones up there or something? I can never wear altered something or wear this. Until one day I was talking to my mom and she was like that, the reason why she doesn't want to lose too much weight is because she's so proud of her boobs. I'm like, huh? Is it the boobs that, like, our big stuff? She's like, yes, even if it's big, it's very full. And the way she said it, she was so proud of it. I went back to the mirror and I'm like, wait, hold up, wait a minute. So since that time, every time I see it, of course, it will still come once in a while and it'll be like, oh, it's too big. But then again, be like, but hold up, this is, I mean, for a big stuff, it is pretty, I mean, pretty awesome. So I feel like from there, I started to, like, feel more comfortable in my own skin. Before, why would I ever only bra top? Am I crazy? But now I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I can wear bra tops. It's not every time bra. Since this coronavirus thing started now, me and bra, I think we're keeping malice now. My new style is bra tops. Yes, everything for this self-confidence, man. So that somebody will not see us and be like, see your big breast. I'll be like, if I slap you with that big breast, you know, you just say things to make yourself feel better, because unconsciously people say things. And I know I've done that before too. I've unconsciously said, oh, see your big this or see your big something. And you never know how the person feels.
About that.
Yes, and then we just say it and without thinking. We just spill it out and just say it because we're trying to be funny or they're our friends. But now I feel like now that we are growing, like, older now, you know how to watch what you say and who know who you say it to. They're like friends and they are like good friends where you can be like, hey, shut your big mouth. But there are some people that I cannot say shut your big mouth to, because you know it will turn to, like, fight or something. Okay, so you should just, yeah, you should know, like, the people to say some certain things to as you grow older. But then again, children don't even, like, care what they say because they're kids and they just, like, say anything that comes to their mind. They can be like, hey, see your ugly head. And children will go back and make you feel, like, so insecure. And I'm surrounded with, like, younger siblings. Like, I can wear something and my brother will be like, Penny, where are you going to? Like, your clothes is ugly. And you're like, what? And even though it's like a small child, it probably means it. That means the clothes truly is ugly. And I run back to change. And then I'm, like, so insecure for, like, the rest of the day because of what he said. And so it all boils down to being, like, confident in yourself. If you're not confident, no matter what they say, you don't feel bad. All the time.
Yeah, but then you should be confident. Some people can't be confident. It took me a while to. I'm still not there. I'm not the kind of person.
Me too. I'm also not there.
I'm not the type of person that goes out and says, "Oh yeah, let me go out without a bra. Let me go out without." I'm not that kind of person, because I'm already judging myself, so I can't wait for another person to judge me before I judge myself. So it's not, yeah, if someone tells you to be confident, yeah, you can be confident, but there's no way you can be fully confident if you were not confident before. You have to like build that way up. And me, I'm trying. I've was before, so you just learn what, I don't know how to put it now. You have to, it's a gradual process. You can't, yeah, just, so can the, you can't tell someone to be confident today and then you expect them to start going out.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have
it's
to
hard.
Build yourself.
Yes,
talk to yourself every day.
Process.
Like, oh yeah, I'm a fine babe. Speak to yourself, because you know when you talk to the universe, or
put, I'm what, a fine boy. God.
Put what you want out there. That's what I've been learning. So far. If you want anything, put it out there. The universe can hear you. The angels Word. Can hear you. They're going to work it out for you.
And it's not like every day self will be perfect. Of course, we'll still have our,
yes, you still be down someday.
Yes, but at least it should just be like sometimes. So we can be like, fuck it, I can wear what I want. That maxi gown we want to get, but we cannot get because of our big stomach. We'll get it.
Word.
Yes, right, I'm,
so,
I will rock it.
Yeah, in the words of Tenny and Chika, learn to be confident in yourself. And if you're not, then to stay in the process of getting confident.
Yes,
thank you so perfect. Much, guys. Oh, this was really amazing. We could go on and on about body shaming in Nigeria and about Nigeria. Go on and on, but the major thing is learn to be confident. You know, the flip side about this is when certain people get body shame, they get this inferiority complex. But the thing is, you could also work on using that, challenging that energy to be very confident and stay in the presence of getting confident. Thank you so much. All right, so before we go, Chika, what are your last words to the person listening to you?
Yes. My last word, be confident. Tell yourself you're worth it. Whatever you put out there will come to you.
Thank you so much. All right, so
yes.
Before you go, you told us you're a lifestyle blogger and a content creator. So how do we get to read your blog post, and how do we reach you, your social media handles? And if you okay. want to, your phone number, your contact, email address.
Okay, let me. I'll put my email address because you don't want anybody out there talking. Okay, so you can follow me on Instagram, the Chika Ibe. That's my name, the Chika Ibe. Chika Ibe. The Chika Ibe. You can reach me on my email for collaborations, inquiries. If you want to send me stuff, I'm here. FibeChika@gmail.com. That's FibeChika. FibeChika@gmail.com. Yeah.
Oh, those are my contacts. So thank you so much, Chika. This was amazing. Thank you for doing this with us. We really, really uh-huh. appreciate you. Thank you so much. And Tenny, as always, thank you. Thank you for being my ride or die on this podcast.
Yes.
You mean a lot to me. Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting.
Thank you, guys.
I'll
be back.
Thank you so much. It was fun doing this with you. Thank you. And to of you course. Listening, do not forget to share. Do not forget to like.
Yes.
Do not forget to favorite and send us a voice message. Yeah, share to your friends, families, and also your enemies, your foes. Thank you so much for listening. Till next time. This is the Kulani Podcast.